You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. First up, the Reserve Bank of India has asked stakeholders if merchant discount rate, a fee paid by merchants to acquiring banks, should be brought back for unified payments interface transactions in a discussion paper released on Wednesday. The paper, which sought feedback on the fee structure for a whole gamut of digital payment channels, will be open for comments till October 3rd. The paper also asked if, in the context of zero charges, it might be more effective to subsidize costs for UPI service providers. The discussion paper said there is good reason for the RBI to regulate MDR on credit card transactions, which are market determined at present. The paper said that the cost to small merchants for accepting debit card transactions has come down substantially. However, the RBI continues to receive complaints from merchants on their cost of accepting digital transactions. Moving on to economy news, the EU wants to prohibit what it calls discriminatory bi-national practices, including some relating to the Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat initiatives, claiming that they aim to favor domestic manufacturing, discourage imports, and thus significantly affect market access for EU firms, according to a text endorsed by EU Parliament last month, which will guide the 27-member bloc's negotiations for a free trade agreement with New Delhi. It pitches for a comprehensive chapter on public procurement to enforce the principles of transparency and non-discrimination in public procurement through effective remedy procedures. It seeks a review of any technical barrier to trade in India in ICT products, medical devices, toys, alcoholic beverages, polished diamonds, agricultural products, food and steel. At the same time, it wants India to go beyond the WTO technical barriers to trade agreement and ensure that there is no duplication of testing and certification and streamline licensing schemes, quality control orders and clinical investigations. Over to the critical oil industry, the centre may soon cut windfall taxes on locally produced crude and exports of diesel further, taking into account the recent decline in global crude prices and refining spreads. The third review of the new taxes imposed since July 1st is expected soon, sources told FE. The tax was slapped to rein in inflation and ensure adequate availability of the transport fuels in the local market. The taxes is supposed to move either way, depending on crude prices and the refining spread. Brent crude, which was around $100 to $103 per barrel on August 2nd, declined to $91.51 in intraday trade on Wednesday, the lowest since February. However, the third review will capture the decline in crude prices during August 1st and 15th. In the second review of the taxes on August 2nd, the government limited the windfall tax on diesel shipments to just Rs 5 per litre and the tax on ATF was removed. Now some news from the world of office space. Banking on the resurgence in demand for flexible spaces post the pandemic, leading co-working flexible space providers such as WeWork, SmartWorks and the Executive Center are expanding rapidly. Piyush Jain, Managing Director, Office Services, Colliers India, said that in the first half of this year, the share of flex spaces in overall leasing pan-India increased to 13% from about 5% 5 years back, Jain said. The stock of flexible spaces in metro cities is likely to touch 53 million square feet by 2023 from 34 million square feet in 2020. Leading the race is Noida-based SmartWorks, which is looking to expand its footprint from over 7 million square feet to 10 million square feet this financial year. It will be the biggest expansion in its history, Nitish Sarda, founder, said. It has already opened about 2 million square feet so far this financial year. In other news, the Department of Telecommunications has sought suggestions of sector regulator TRAI on the auction of ENV bands, a senior government official said on Wednesday. Speaking at a Broadband India Forum event, DoT member AK Tiwari said that in future, the government is going to auction millimeter wave falling in the frequency range of 37 to 42.5 megahertz spectrum band, ENV bands. Telecom players and internet internet firms have been at loggerheads over auction of ENV bands. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.